T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, J.J. Watt is ticked off, and he's about to take his frustrations out on the Jaguars, and I would not want to be Gardner Minshew this week. I want to play some cuts here, Clint. Watt is channeling his inner Rocky for this game. I have a feeling he's not a very pleasant guy to be around. Hit it, B-Mac.
I've had bad games before, and I'll have bad games again. But and people like to focus on it, and I don't blame them. I mean, I understand. But I'm focused on Jacksonville. It's my job to go out there and not do that again, so... That's what I'll do.
Yeah, JJ, we're gonna focus on it, baby. I mean, look, you're the one of, if not the I guess most, you're definitely one of the most talented, but one of the most noticeable, damn sure defensive linemen in this league, if not one of the most
recognizable. He's one of the faces of the NFL.
I mean, most recognizable players that plays in the trenches, and you got a boatload of commercials out there, and so when you have a tough game, we're gonna dial in on you, baby. That's just how this thing works. But look, man, I mean, there's definitely, regardless of why, we can talk about 2-man rush, 3-man rush, how many times in the game versus Drew Brees that they didn't bring four more rushers, and we can talk about that till we're blue in the face, but when it's all said and done, J.J. Watt don't give a damn how many people are rushing. He understands he got shut out across the board, and it's never happened in his career. So you were absolutely right when you're talking about this dude's going to come out of the gates getting it this week. Not to mention, I think Romeo Crennel will dial up many, many more pressures. I think the box will be very, very crowded this week. I love Gardner Minshew. I think he's a very, very, the more, you know, a month ago I was like, who in the hell does this guy think he is? Backup for, and now you dig
with a mustache.
Now you study him, you watch some film, you see what happened last week, you start listening to a little bit of audio, and you go, okay, I get it, this dude can go. But when it's all said and done, this is about J.J. Watt, you're talking about get back. This is J.J. Watt getting back right after a tough week one. Romeo Crennel should help that with the approach to this game. And I think you'll see some guys involved, like Jacob Martin looked really good. I mean, I think in very few reps last week, or few reps that I saw on film, I thought he looked good. There's some upside there. So I would expect to see a lot more activity around the line of scrimmage. I would expect to see a lot more attempt to get J.J. Watt one-on-one. Inside in particular. So, I would expect J.J. Watt to have a good game this week.
Let's hear another cut from J.J. Watt. Again, I want you to think of J.J. Watt.
That's all you want to do after a game like that is get back on the field. I mean, get back to practice, get back to work, get back to another game. So, you know, all you want to do is go out there and put that memory behind you. So, that's all you can do. I mean, there's nothing I can do to change Monday night. I mean, can't go out there and make a tackle or anything. So all I got to do is move forward. And like I said, I've had bad games before. I'm not worried about how I'm going to respond to it.
Yeah, look, I mean, when it's all said and done, J.J. Watt will be ready to play. I mean, he'll be ready to play as he was last week and with a better plan this week versus a different approach, and J.J. will get his.
So – I hear in there J.J. Watt obviously ticked off. I also hear humbled. And not that J.J. Watt is an arrogant guy or a narcissist like LeBron James, but I hear a guy who got humbled on Monday night, and he hears me, you, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne, Landry Locker, John Lopez talking about, and J.J., thank you for listening to Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610, because we unfortunately have been focusing on him getting shut out statistically against the New Orleans Saints. But I hear all of that in J.J. Watt. So let's take it to Sunday. And let's you've talked a little bit about what Romeo Crennel can do to get Jay to unleash the beast named J.J. Watt. Let's talk a little bit more about that. Like the 3-man rush thing. I mean, and talk about that as well. How big of a part of him getting shut out was the fact
that
they were?
It was huge. I mean, look, when you're bringing 2 and 3 3-man rushes, 16 times, like what they said, three or fewer rushers on 16 of Drew Brees' pass attempts.
Correct.
I mean, that's tough sledding right there. I mean, that's limiting the number, I mean, significantly, not just limiting, but that's almost handcuffing your defensive line. And then you couple that with the fact that when they did bring four a couple of times, Whitney Merciless got a sack. He flushed Drew Brees a couple of times. It was effective. Now, again, I'm not questioning the game plan. I thought that the game plan of keeping everything underneath you and rallying up and making the tackle was one that if I were going to play them again, I'd quite frankly, I'd be heavy. I'd adjust a little differently. But I would be really, really heavy in that 8-man, 9-man drop in game two on the defensive side of the ball. So I'm not that concerned with it. But it definitely handcuffed the defensive line relative to getting tackles, getting sacks. And I expect to see a big-time change this week with more activity around the line of scrimmage. You playing games with J.J. Watt. Last week, it's obvious. It's common sense. When it's a 2 or 3-man rush, or even a 4-man rush, it's the only game you can play is a tackle in twist. Ultimately, that's the only game you can play. When you start adding 5 and 6 to the mix, now you can play games. Now you can get mismatches, and not just for JJ, but for the other guys on the line. So if the defensive line as a whole is having a good game, then that means JJ Watt's doing his job and Rack is using everybody effectively. If the defensive line is not having a good game, if JJ Watt's getting shut out, there's problems. And so, and unfortunately, that's coming on the back end of Clowney leaving town. And so, not only do they have to rebound and have a better game against Jacksonville, but this is not where their focus is at all. But ultimately, the fans would like to see a dominant front seven without Jadeveon Clowney in order to feel better about Bill O'Brien letting him walk.
So let's talk. Should we look, Clint? He had six. J.J. Watt had 16 sacks in 16 games last year. Pretty sure that was second best in the NFL, if memory serves. So with Clowney gone, obviously perfect storm against the New Orleans Saints on Monday night, where 3-man rushes, you got Brees and all that, and first game without Clowney, and J.J. Watt gets a shutout on the stat sheet for the first time in his career. It's like, is that a coincidence or not? So you can understand how people take
sure,
that and
no
run
doubt.
With that. So I want to ask you a question. We all assume that it's going to get better for J.J. Watt. It will. He's too good to just continue to get shut out like this. But should we resign ourselves to the fact that without Jadeveon Clowney, this is going to be a struggle of a season for J.J. Watt, and maybe he only has 10 or 11 sacks rather than a sack per game?
Yeah. I mean, I could see that happening, yes. I could see J.J. Watt's sack numbers going down by 2 or 3 or 4 based on the fact that Jadeveon Clowney's not behind him. You know, I could see it happening, and I'm just – kind of speaking off cuff here, could it happen? Sure. I personally just, I'm gonna hang back just a little bit and see another game before I just decide, well, J.J. Watt's not gonna be as productive as he once was because Jadeveon Clowney's out. I believe that it's unfair for us and for anybody to you know, we're gonna talk about it because it's what we get paid to do. But it's unfair to go all of a sudden just assume, well, J.J. Watt's not going to be as productive and not in that same sentence, in that same discussion, mention that it was Drew Brees, Sean Payton, a great offensive line, New Orleans Saints. The game plan was totally different. There were a lot of things that contributed to J.J. Watt being shut out, including several on his side of the football, the game plan, no Jadeveon Clowney. There are several things on the defensive side of the football that the Texans controlled that – helped the fact or helped JJ being shut out happen. Does that make sense?
100%.
Like, it wasn't just the fact that he was going up against one of the, if not the best pass protecting team in the league.
And Ramchek.
The quarterback that's the best at getting the football out versus a scheme that was going to be very soft and allow that quarterback to get the football out quick. There were a lot of factors in JJ Watt getting shut out on Monday Night Football. Those factors will not be present this week. They will not be present next week. It's a different game every week. The Romeo Crennel will get better at using J.J. Watt and quite frankly, at calling a defense and having an effective front without Jadeveon Clowney. Romeo Crennel will get better at that. He is. There's no doubt about it. He just faced the number one quarterback in the league when it comes to difficulty to sack. As far as getting the football out, completing balls, winning games, and staying upright and not getting hit, Drew Brees is the best in the league. I don't care what the sack numbers say. If Drew Brees is holding the ball, he's holding the ball because he's trying to take a shot down the field or he's getting through progressions. He's not holding the ball because he doesn't know what's going on or he's flustered or he's young or he's unaware of the rush. The best in the league at avoiding sacks is behind him. Moving forward, they're not going to see that anymore. And so I would think that things get better significantly quick moving forward in this season for J.J. Watt.
All right, so J.J. Watt also talked about Leonard Fournette. A lot of people are a fan of him. I'm not, but J.J. Watt has respect, and he breaks down his game.
He can run downhill. He can run hard between the tackles, but he also has a little shiftiness to his game. He's got good vision. So anytime a guy will run downhill like that and play tough physical ball, makes him a good running back, and I think he's obviously done a good job of that.
Look, that's one of the big differences this week is last week you had Alvin Kamara who could bounce that thing outside and take it to the house on you if you weren't careful, and Fournette can go now. He can take it to the house, but the if you can clog the middle, make him stop his feet, then you've got a big-time opportunity to get him stopped for a loss or at least a minimal gain. So right away, the ball carrier, the guy that the offense – the player that the offense in Jacksonville is built around highlighting that their entire game plan offensively is to get Leonard Fournette rolling. And now on the flip side of it, if you can clog up the middle of the field, you got a much better chance of stopping Leonard Fournette and therefore stopping the Jacksonville's number one approach to winning this football game. Where last week you had a dude that could catch it out of the backfield, that could run up between the tackles, that could bounce it outside and hit you for 25 or 30 real quick. And so the game plan has totally changed. And again, this week is a little more friendly to J.J. What he does well and seeing him excel versus this style of offense is a damn near sure bet.
Leonard Fournette last week had four grabs for about 28 yards, ran for about 66 yards, had under 100 total yards, and hopefully we can keep him to that number. That, to me, is a winning formula against the Jacksonville Jaguars. If you can hold Leonard Fournette well under 100 yards rushing and limit what he gets through the air. And I heard Bill O'Brien talking about, he catches the ball really well out of the backfield. Again, I think that was a comment to not have any bulletin board material up for Leonard Fournette to see, because Leonard Fournette can catch the ball out of the backfield, but it's not his specialty.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.